Page 113. Listening Practice 7. Identity Chips. You're going to listen to a conversation about identity chips. Listen and choose the correct answers.
Hey, Bill. I notice you keep waving your hand in front of your computer screen. Is there something wrong with the computer?
No, but listen to this. I've just had an electronic identity chip implanted in my right hand. So when I wave my hand in front of the screen, my computer can access certain files. No more mouse devices or passwords for me.
What are you talking about?
Some of us in the company were asked to volunteer in an experimental program called Secure Watch. I thought it would be interesting, so I signed up. And now I'm chipped, along with 20 other volunteers.
Chipped? Did it hurt?
No, not really.
So how does it work?
The chip has a code. So when I wave my hand in front of the screen, a special scanner reads the code and opens certain files.
Okay, I get it. But what's so great about being chipped?
Well, it's very convenient. I don't have to carry my company ID card. And I don't have to remember any more security passwords, which I always forget.
But remembering a new password isn't such a big deal.
Well, there's other stuff, like getting into the car park or the building. I just walk in. No more having to go through security. I also use it in the cafeteria to pay for lunch. The company even installed scanners in all the company cars. So I don't even need a key to open or start my car.
I can tell you're happy that you're chipped.
Yes, it's made life at the office so much easier that last week I bought a scanner for my home security system. I'm now using my chip, instead of a key, to get into the house.
Does it work for your wife too?
She still uses a key, but she wants to get a chip too. You know, identity chips will become really popular soon. Banks may let people use these chips instead of credit cards, and that would solve a lot of problems because no one can steal your chip.
True, but the idea of having something planted in my body worries me. It can't be good for your health.
That's not true. There are no medical risks. Actually, doctors want to put chips in people with health risks, so it will be easy to get their medical history in an emergency.
Well, what about privacy issues?
What do you mean? No one can read the chip without a scanner.
Sure, but how do you know who has a scanner? Maybe someone in the company is tracking everything you do. And what about computer hackers? They break into computers so easily that they could hack into the chip, steal your identity, and gain access to your bank account.
To be honest, I never thought about that.
If SecureWatch didn't sign a privacy agreement with you, they could give your code to anyone, even the police.
I should check that out. But I can always remove the chip and leave the program. Anyway, I heard that if the program is successful, the company will probably ask all the employees to be chipped.
Well, before I got chipped, I'd make sure that my privacy is protected. Now, how about waving your hand and buying me some lunch?